When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Final segment for the Midday Show with Andy and Randy from Vegas. It's been a hell of a time.
Yeah, man.
It's been a hell of a time.
A lot of fun. Great trip. Appreciate the people at Circa just setting it out for us, man. It's been a lot of fun.
Like we said, I'm sure you're planning a trip or thinking about a trip to Vegas at some point over the next year or whatever. Consider Circa. It's a really cool spot. It's got everything you need. It's also a sports book.
Yes.
So just walk right on down to the sports book and place your wager like I did last night, like many people did last night. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. We'll go bottom up. We'll start with Mason in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas? Hey, I got a question nobody knows the answer to, but Raheem himself. So my thing is, what is it about Kirk Cousins? Is it the money? What makes him throw him on the field every game and not give Penix a chance? I don't have any coaching experience. I'm only 27. The only thing I've coached is my daughter putting on her pajamas at night. She's 2 years old. So
yeah.
I don't have the experience to talk as if, you know, I'm a head coach of a billion-dollar company. But I'm just curious, what do you think it is, Randy? You got experience, not necessarily on the coaching side, maybe a little bit, but, you know, you played in the league. What do you think it is that sends him out there every game?
Because he thinks he gives the best chance to win. That's my own explanation. Also, yeah, obviously the contract is a part of it. We know that. But he feels like Kirk is going to – because he even said it. Kirk, he deserves the right to get us out of this rut. That's what he said. And I think he feels like that. But I think more than anything, it's just so hard to put a quarterback that has not played – proven minutes into a situation where we got to win or go home.
Yeah, teams don't put in the rookie quarterback in week 16
when you're
in the playoff hunt.
Right.
You do it when you're out, and they're not. So, I mean, really that's what it is Kirk Cousins is the starting quarterback. He has been all year. The plan was for him to be the starting quarterback all year. And they're still in it. So that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Like, no one is looking at his performances over the last 5 weeks and saying, that's what we want.
Right.
That's the quarterback we want. We got to throw him out there. And again, like, it's getting bad enough to where they might do the thing that no one does, which is put in the rookie quarterback at this point of the season. Like, they might do it. I don't know.
I doubt it.
I would be surprised if they do, but I would understand if they did. The guy's playing bad.
He's playing awful.
You know?
He's playing freaking awful.
He's playing awful. Maybe the other guy does give you a better chance to win.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see him do it, but they're definitely talking about it. Brandon is incoming. Hey, Brandon.
Fellas, hope you guys are enjoying Vegas. I wish I was there myself.
I wish you were here too, Brandon.
So I'm feeling a little bit of deja vu this year. I feel like it was around this time last year where we're sitting here doing the Desmond Ritter, Taylor Heinicke back and forth the whole time.
That's right.
So my biggest concern is that we stay the course with Kirk Cousins the rest of the year, and we end up kind of being middle of the road, miss the playoffs, make the playoffs, whatever we do at the end of the year, and then we spend this whole offseason back and forth, Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix at the start of the year. So I guess my question is, what would you guys like to see to be optimistic going into next season?
Yeah, I kind of mentioned it earlier. I would love you let Cousins, or sorry, you let Penix play final three games. Yep. He plays awesome. Then you have that excitement headed into next year. Penix is going to be the quarterback next year.
Yes. Michael Penix will be the starting quarterback.
Like, you can't.
You can't justify him not being.
You can do it now because it's like he's our guy and we're in it. You can't go into an offseason and sell this fan base on this for next year.
There's no way.
You can't possibly
do it. There's no way.
Yeah.
Michael Penix will be the starting quarterback. Unless he goes and gets in some Epsom salt and some whatever. And some monkey blood.
I hope he's tried the Epsom salt.
Yeah, Epsom salt, some monkey blood, and rejuvenate his body or something. I don't see that.
No, I don't either. Now, that leads to a difficult conversation of, like, what do you do? Like, you're not going to be able to trade him for much.
No.
You're just going to have to eat that money, which, all right.
Looks like it.
And then you're kind of back in the situation you were in a couple years ago where you got dead money on a quarterback. Because, I don't know. It's not great. Chris is in Lithia Springs. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? 26-year Falcons fan here, and last night was the perfect summary of what we have been going through as a fan base.
Right.
If you told me we were going up against a 9-loss team, that we would get 3 turnovers, 2 block punts, a safety, and somehow that game would come down to us needing a miracle in the end zone to stop it, I would have said you're lying.
Yeah.
After 26 years, you would have?
Well, I wouldn't have been surprised.
Yeah,
but
I've
seen it so many times.
Exactly.
But that's what this team and this franchise has been. No killer instinct. We don't put our foot on our opponent's necks. We stoop down to their level. We don't dictate terms to the other team. And I'm getting to the point where I don't think it can't be a player's thing, because this has happened through multiple regimes. It's a psychological and identity thing from the top down where we just don't play 4 full quarters of football. I don't know what needs to change, but hopefully you guys have some answers. I don't.
Yeah, Chris, I don't.
Nope.
I don't.
Not a one.
I don't think that it's a like a organizational like poison.
Right.
I don't buy that. But you know, you also can't argue with a 26-year fan who's saying you've seen it over and over again, because he has.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's because Arthur Blank sets a bad tone. I don't. What are you looking at?
No, I was reading that Dan Orlovsky said he talked to Kirk Cousins, says he doesn't trust his eyes. He looks like nothing the player he used to be right now. Okay. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, great. Great, Dan. Thanks, Dano.
Great. He doesn't. Oh, Kirk Cousins didn't say that.
No. Dano said it about
Kirk. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Dano said it about Kirk. Yeah.
Kirk Cousins says he didn't trust his eyes.
Yes. This year they are not running or any play action, which is crazy because I don't understand why they're not either.
I don't either.
They run the football.
It's the thing that he's pretty good at, or was. Tanya's in Augusta. Hey, Tanya. Tanya. Tanya's gone, ya. All right, Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? Merry Christmas, by the way. Yo, that setup in Vegas is epic. So I'm going to do a stat pack real quick. Randy is top 15 in receptions in Dolphin history. He's the only tight end in there. In the top 15, the other old wide receivers, and the other tight end is Bruce Hardy. And my two questions that I have is, Randy, when you were playing, what were some awesome holiday giveaways that your team did? And this next question is for both of y'all. What's your favorite Christmas song? Thank you.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Derek.
Silent Night by Temptations. It's definitely my favorite.
Very good
Christmas
one.
Song.
Spirit of Christmas.
Love it.
Ray Charles.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Always do all times, all types of things. I know that, you know, when I was in Miami and then in St. Louis, I had my own foundation. So every Christmas we would team up with Target, and they would give $50, and then I would match it. We would take 100 kids, give them a give them a gift card to go Christmas shopping with.
Oh, that's great.
And everything like that. So that was always fun. But the funny, I would always take the boys, right? Child ass rip. I would go make sure they all bought belts. Because they all got their pants be hanging all down. And they go get your damn belt. No. Randy, come on. No. Go get a belt, boy.
Come on, we're doing charity.
Yeah, go get a damn belt, boy.
Can't have your ass hanging out.
But yeah, so that was always a fun thing, like around the holidays and definitely doing stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Love it. Tony is in Decatur. Hey, Tony.
Tony!
Yeah, hey, how y'all doing? Thank you for taking my call. I don't do this too often, but just bear with me.
All right.
Yeehaw! They ran the ball. I've been yelling at the TV for 5 weeks, run the ball. We would have had 2 more victories, the Chargers and the Saints. We were getting 5 and 6 yards a carry. We started letting Cousins throw the ball and lost those games. Thank you, offensive coordinator, because we don't care if it's ugly or pretty. We wanted a victory.
That's it.
I can stand them announcers talking about we got all these weapons, but we're not using them. Shut up, announcer. We're trying to win a game.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing what you did. And Cousins, if you stay home, man. Stop throwing the ball in oblivion and hoping for a miracle. We're trying to win football games. Thank you so much. Go Falcons.
Thank you, Tony.
Appreciate it, Tony.
Shut up, announcer. He was mad at the announcer last night.
Shut up, announcer.
Yeah, they did. Bijan had 22 carries for 125 yards, 5.7 per. Awesome. He looked really good last night. Algier got 12 himself. And they ran the ball 34 times.
Yeah.
Which is what we begged them to do yesterday. You know why we're begging them to do that, though? So Kirk throws it less.
Yes.
Because we don't trust the $100 million quarterback to throw the football.
Yep.
That's why.
And that's what the game went. That's what the game plan was yesterday.
And neither do they, because that was their game plan. Yep.
No, we're not going to let him throw this game away for us. We're not going to let it. And it's bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just – after watching it and watching last night, dude, I don't know what's wrong with him. And I don't know if it's physical. Is he washed? Is he? I mean, is he just 36? And it's caught. And sometimes it does.
That's my theory.
You wake up and like.
That's my theory.
But you just wake up like, damn.
Yeah.
A month ago, he just woke up out of bed one Tuesday and just lost all his skills.
Maybe he did what you did and banged his shin super hard on the hotel bed.
He might have, but that's what I'm saying.
And like, that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
What I'm saying is like for him to fall off like this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand it.
I've never seen anything like
I've
it in that. Season.
But they don't let him do what he does either.
That's true. I've also never seen that. I've never seen a team sign a guy for $100 million
and not do what
not
you
do the thing that he does best. Yeah. I've never seen that before.
Because you're running the football, play action pass, you should be able to run the football, which they can.
I know, but you see it when he gets it in the shotgun and even tries to hand it to Bijan. Like, it's hard for him just to take the 2 steps over to him.
Yeah.
Play action, he's got to get it under center. He's got to turn around. He's got to. That's like 8 steps. That's a lot of steps.
A lot of steps for an old man.
It's a lot of steps for a man whose feet hurt. I don't know if they hurt. They look like they hurt.
But he's playing bad.
He's looking, he's playing,
He's playing really bad.
Obviously. Like, everyone knows that. Like, why? No one knows. You know? No one knows. It's the eternal question. A lot of fun. We had a great time in Vegas.
Yeah, man. It's been freaking awesome.
Let's get the takeaways of the day.
Freaking awesome.
Let's do takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show, even when we're in Vegas.
My takeaway of the day is that Andy's never been chauffeured before.
Well, I have.
Like, that is just cool. That was awesome, man. I'm glad you got something like that, definitely.
And I'm about to go do it again.
Yeah.
In like 20 minutes. Randy said that hard 4 was bucking.
Yeah, man. It was bucking yesterday, man.
Falcons took over their trap even though the quarterback played like crap.
Yes.
And I had Randy saying that hard foe was banging yesterday.
Oh, man. Banging. Sorry. My bad.
I don't know why you believe in Abe tension, but apparently that's a thing. Yes. And one of the all-time upsets, the Las Vegas Lost and Found. Let's hear it.
Yeah, man.
I can't believe it. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that it worked out the way that it did.
Hell
I can't
believe
it. We're going to leave Vegas intact.
Yeah, man. We're